get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Prince.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to this 2022 first edition of The Big Puzzle for this incredible year coming forward. Thanks for joining me today. Always a pleasure. I always start my shows off with a little bit of plug for the stations. We are viewer-supported. We don't get any money from governments or any sources but people that are tuning in and listening to the show. So if you appreciate what the people behind the scenes are doing, please transfer a few dollars into the kitty. It'd be much appreciated. And I always want to start my show off by thanking my producer, because I always forget at the end to thank Steve for what he does for me every week. I much appreciate what you do, sir. I'd be lost without you. And today, of course, every couple of weeks, people that have been listening to my show for a couple of years know that every couple of weeks I get Roger in. And the reason I do that is Roger really kind of expresses his emotions at a very high octave. And what he told me prior to the show today, you better guys have maybe some Band-Aids and maybe a box of tissue, because Roger tells me he's going to knock it out of the park today. Welcome to the show, Roger. And I'm going to put the batteries in right about now. There you go. How are you doing, my friend?
You're getting a happy little New better Year. At that. Yeah, happy New Year to you. You're getting a little better at that. It didn't hurt quite so much this time.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. And it's not so much knocking it out of the park today as it is putting the pieces of a puzzle today together. The big puzzle. Oh, gee. Why does that sound familiar? Putting the pieces of a puzzle together that we have been cutting the pieces out for the last decade. So this is what we're going to do, Barry. And the thing of it is, as you so wisely stated prior to the show, this is something that neither one of us wants to talk about. This is something that neither one of us wants to get credit for. But at the same time, if we put the pieces together right today, then in people's minds, they may be able to understand a little bit better what's going on. You constantly hear me talking about door number one, door number two, and door number three. And for anybody who hasn't heard it, I'll do it real quick, okay? Today, we are surrounded by one disaster, one fiasco right after another. And these aren't little ones, they're big ones, okay? It's the southern border. Oh, my God, everybody's worried because there's all kinds of illegals coming in. Some of them could be terrorists. Some of them could have COVID-19. Some of them are bringing drugs in. They're MS-13. My God, the whole country's falling apart. And as soon as you start to figure out exactly why and what's going on, they can't have that because your fear level starts to drop as your knowledge level increases. So what do? They close door number one. And they open door number two. Okay, somebody's fooling around with silverware. Anyway, door number two is another major disaster that they stick in your face. And when they do that, all of a sudden you're scared, you're terrified, and they've got your total attention again. And this is the intent. But most of you listening to a show like this have some sense of intelligence. You do. And you have some sense of, I want to know what's going on, or at least a couple of pieces of the puzzle, and you're trying to put it all together. So as soon as you start to see in door number two that this isn't exactly what they're trying to tell us, then you start to understand they can't have that because your fear level drops. And what do? They slam down door number two and they open door number three, and we could go on. But this is basically the scenario. This is why we have so many disasters going on this planet today, more than we have ever had in modern history, continuously and running simultaneously. All right. Why? Let me explain something to everybody out there who hasn't heard this before. Door number one, door number two, and door number three are all in the same damn theater, and it's all owned by the same people. It is a mechanism by which they will instill fear. The mechanism of fear, okay, is the most effective use of – well, it is the most effective tool ever used against man's mind to control mankind. And this is the fact. It is. And this is what we are seeing today. It is all about the fear. If I tell a lie a million times a day, within a very short period of time, that becomes a religion of pseudoscience. No, I'm not joking. Look around you. You're being told you need to take a vaccine or everybody's going to die. Except a report came out today, and guess what? In the United States last year, and I'm not going to go into the details, COVID-19 wasn't even close to being the biggest killer of anybody in this country. But yet they've got you believing that the entire world is dying right before your eyes. You need to take a vaccine. What is a vaccine, people? A vaccine is something that puts into your body a controlled amount of a virus, along with other chemicals and other staples. And what does that do? It performs a function called immunity. It puts a first line of defense into your body. So if your body ever runs across that virus, it has soldiers to step up and kill it. That's your immune system. That's what a vaccine does, except the COVID-19 vaccines do not keep you from getting COVID. They do not keep your body from storing COVID. They do not keep you from giving someone else COVID. How the hell could you call this a vaccine? When put under pressure and asked what good are they, what we're told is it reduces your symptoms. You don't feel quite as bad. But you're going to get a vaccine pass, which means you can go to that dance with 1,000 people at it tonight, and all of them are going to have a pass. Everybody in there, whether it's fake or real, they're all going to have a pass. What they didn't tell you is that, yeah, it doesn't keep you from getting COVID vaccination, and it doesn't keep you from shedding it or transmitting COVID as well, which means you're basically a super spreader because those vaccinated, 1, 2, 3 boosters, carry a higher viral load than anybody who isn't vaccinated could possibly carry. But yet you're the one who's considered safe. You're the one that's allowed to go out into public. You're the one who has a digital pass so the government can track everything you do. But yet, in fact, if you take this purely on a scientific basis, those vaccinated people are the most dangerous people out there. I'm not joking. You can go on the Liberty Beacon and put in viral load of vaccinated individuals and find those answers. We are living under the biggest tyranny and lie this planet has ever seen. But this all started years ago. And I'll take a breath, Barry, if you want to throw something in there.
Well, you can let me talk.
Well, I don't know. I'll let you holler if you want to.
Hey, Roger. No, honestly, well, what you kind of like, you're really kind of hitting on the head right off the bat here.
Well, that was the synopsis.
It blows me away. What really, really astounds me, and it shouldn't, because what you just said a couple minutes ago about people being almost in a state of hypnotism. Well, they are in a state of hypnotism. If you tell a lie enough times, people will believe it. All you hear on TV in Canada from any mainstream media is that these vaccines, and I'll call them vaccines because that's how people relate to it, but they're not. They're MNR technology, never been used in human race before. We can get into talking about that, Roger. But all you hear from the mainstream is that these things are safe and they're effective. And the only way we're going to stop the spread of COVID-19 in Canada is everybody goes out and gets vaccinated. This is what you hear from Pierre Turdhead every day. But on the other side of his mouth, he's saying exactly what you just said, that these things do not stop the spread. They don't stop you from getting it. All they do is make your symptoms a little bit more bearable if you do happen to contract this killer, killer virus that is, it's, people are just dropping dead in the streets, Roger. It's just unbelievable. How far away from the truth did they get people to believe in the beginning? I mean, our prime minister came out and told us 50,000 people minimum were going to die, up to 350,000 people were going to die in the next 6 months if we didn't implement draconian restrictions on society. Well, the numbers tell us now that that is a total lie. I haven't been able to find anything they've told us here in the last couple of years that's actual truth, Roger. Have you? Well, give me one example of truth, and I'll shut up.
No. I don't want you to shut up, but listen to me for a second, okay? What I'm about to tell people is what the hell the vaccine is actually for. It's not to keep you from getting COVID-19. It's not, to keep, which may not even exist because nobody on the entire planet has been able to prove it does, okay? But you got a vaccine. Why is everybody being forced to take a vaccine? And I said this on your show before, that in the 1970s, the H1N1 was responsible for 32 deaths. That's what they stated. It was actually closer to 50, but 32 deaths. And they pulled it as being far too dangerous for vaccination. They pulled the vaccine, which is the actual product. Vaccination is the process of giving you that vaccine. So they wouldn't allow vaccination via this vaccine because it was far too dangerous with 32 deaths. We have millions of deaths globally and tens of millions of permanent lifetime damage from this, but yet they're still insisting everybody has to take it or you'll lose your job, you'll lose your livelihood, you could end up in a concentration camp. I'm not joking about any of this. Why the hell would they even do that? Why is this being done with a mechanism that is the most dangerous pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity? It has already killed or maimed more people in 18 months than every other vaccine ever used on humanity in the entire history of vaccines, times 10. But yet you better take it or else. And then you better take the second one. You better take the third one. And your pass isn't going to be good unless you get the boosters every time they tell you to. That's right. Just because you got the first two, you think you're vaccinated.
That
electronic pass will tell them, hey, you haven't had your booster. So all of a sudden, you can't go nowhere and you can't do nothing. What I'm telling you is that each time you take one of these vaccines, it can, and a lot of scientists and researchers do believe, it could give your immune system a kick in the gut for years, each one of them. And after you've taken three or four or five or six, your immune system's totally dead. What this does is it massively increases autoimmune dysfunction. It massively increases chances of cancer. It massively increases, and I could go on, sterility. Ask the women who are taking this. Ask them what happens to their menstrual cycle. Ask them what happens to the stillbirth, which we talked about on your last show. But I want to get to what is this all about and why do I say – I've been screaming about this, literally, and everybody knows me, I was screaming about it, for the last 12 years. Let me throw a few talking points in here, okay? If you stop to consider the following, the plan for several decades, actually since basically the end of World War II, actually probably mid-50s, when the elites got together and decided that America needed to be milked for everything they could possibly get financially, simply because we had the strongest manufacturing engine the planet had ever seen. We outperformed production-wise damn near every other nation on the planet combined during World War II. So they needed us here, being Billy Bad Butt, for at least long enough for them to milk us dry and break us financially. All right. Why do they want to do that? They want to do it because we're the cowboys of the world. You've all heard me say that before, too, if you listen to any of the shows I do. What do I mean by the cowboys? We're the guys who say, we're not putting up with that. We're Americans. We're all about freedom. You can take your stuff. You can stuff it and you can go away. We're not even going to listen to your crap. We are known as the cowboys of the world. So we needed to go away. But we needed to go away after they had milked us, literally milked us dry of everything they could get. Then what was supposed to happen? The next thing that was supposed to happen once America was literally brought to its knees economically, literally, and destroyed, then you needed to bring in global governance. Global governance could not exist on this planet as long as the cowboys were still here. Especially in the form we are in now or have been for the last 40 or 50 or 60 years. We had to go away. That had to stop. Then once you've got global governance, the next thing you have is a pandemic that will thin down the population to a population that was manageable. If you've only got 200,000 or 300,000 elites out of 8 billion people, then you only need 200 or 300 million people to service them, to make their lives happy, to give them everything they need and to keep humanity moving forward, if that is in fact what they wish to do. Oh, gee, how do I know this? The elites are some of the most egotistical people you will ever meet in your life. They transmit and they telegraph everything they're going to do before they do it. You've all seen articles about this. You can go online and put that in any search engine and come up with 1,000 articles related to it. How about the Georgia Guidestones, paraphrasing here, which states, okay, keep the population of humanity under 200 million in tune with nature. There's almost 8 billion of us. They got to get rid of about 7.5 billion people. How do you do that without destroying the entire planet? You can't have a nuclear war. If you have a nuclear war, the planet is just as poisonous for us as it would be for, yep, those elites as well. They couldn't live on it either. And who the heck wants to live in underground bunkers for 20,000 years while the half-life of the strontium and the neutronium and all the other iniums that will be spread all across the planet, you know, back down to a level where human beings can actually live in them again? And how much of the ecosystem would survive something like that? So when you say you need to get rid of a massive portion of the population, what is the most effective way to do that without ruining the infrastructure? Oh, gee, mightn't a vaccine work? Mm. All right. So let's go through some points here, okay? We already know that this was discussed. We already know through TED Talks that Bill Gates made, he bragged, and this is Mr. Vaccine himself, that if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can cut down on the global population by at least 10 to 15%. Well, he was playing on a whole lot more than that, but that would have been offensive to his audience, so he simply stated between 10 and 15%. Vaccines have always been a damage to the human body. Always. Why do I know that? Because they contain either aluminum, mercury, or both, along with other substances. But these are two vitally toxic substances to the human body. Aluminum literally destroys brain cells, and mercury is the most toxic substance to the human body on this planet, only second to ionizing radiation. But yet they're going to put that in a vaccine and inject it right into your body and into your kids' bodies. And they've been doing it for how many years? This didn't start yesterday. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. And the vaccine schedule when I was a kid was 4 or 5 vaccines. Now it's over 100. And we have what? There is over 300,000 birth deficit in the United States alone, and we are the most vaccinated nation on the planet. Why? You got to make the cowboys go away. So what are they doing today to enhance this? What are they doing today to make their biggest and their primary wish come true? Getting rid of the cowboys, destroying America so she cannot stand up against a globalist push to control the entire planet and reduce the population. Well, gee, how many of you heard about this? If you work at a hospital and you don't have a vaccine, and no, it's not a vaccine, you're right, it's an mRNA jab. If you don't have that jab, you ain't going to have your job. You lose enough people from that hospital, the hospital has to close, or they have to reduce the amount of people they can take in and treat. You tell the same thing to doctors and nurses. But these doctors and nurses, they've done their research. They know these jabs are poisonous. They know that there's a real good chance they're going to get seriously harmed if they take it, so they refuse. So now you've got a hospital that has a whole lot less first responders, a whole lot less nurses, a whole lot less doctors. You reach a point where that hospital can no longer bring in enough patients to make the hospital profitable. If it's not profitable, it's got to close its doors. It's happening all over this country right now, and not just in America. It's happening throughout Europe. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in New Zealand. Why? Because these doctors, these nurses, these first responders, they understand what's going on and they refuse to take this vaccination. Okay, that's the first thing. The next thing is pilots. All of a sudden, you've got pilots who are saying, you tell me I got to take that vaccine, I ain't flying your plane. There were over 2,000 flights over the holidays. I think it was like 2,700. They were canceled globally because there weren't enough pilots, or pilots refused to take the jab and they could not afford the flights, or they could not process the flights. They could not make the flights happen. What about the supply chain? If you're going to bring a country like the United States to its knees, one of the first things you need to do is knock down its ability to consume. We are the largest consuming by population ratio. In other words, China actually probably consumes more, but they've got 1.4 billion. We've only got 350 million. So if you take it by population size, the United States is by far the biggest consumer on the planet. But if you screw up the supply chain so bad, and yes, this is being done intentionally, don't tell me it's not, it is. If you screw up the supply chain bad enough, you knock consumption to its knees. The store shelves become bare. You try to order something online, you can't, or they may say it'll take 30 to 60 days till they can get it in stock to get it to you, at which time you may not even want it anymore, depending on what it is. So supply chain literally had to be something that was knocked to the ground. It was. When you knock the supply chain to the ground, you don't really harm badly enough the mega corporations. What you harm is the mom and pop businesses, the small businesses. Let me explain something to everybody listening out there. 80 to 85% of the entire United States economy is based on what happens in the mom and pop shops. The small businesses, they literally make up an overwhelming amount of the gross national product of this country. If you take them out of the picture, you are collapsing the economy. Guess what's happening? You've got lockdowns. You've got people who require special passes. You've got – so there's nobody coming into your business. Either that, or you live in a big blue city in America, and Antifa or BLM comes in and destroys the entire downtown, including your business, and nobody in their right mind is going to go downtown and go shopping. They're afraid to. We go back to that fear again. They're afraid to go down there. They've seen what's happened. They saw it on the news, the traitors, the mainstream media, who make sure you see every bit of that, and they call them mostly peaceful, you know, demonstrations. But again, who is being destroyed? It's the mom and pop businesses that are being destroyed by a far larger ratio than the major businesses are. You can't go and get your hair cut. You can't go to the local bar or pub and eat dinner and enjoy a few drinks. But guess what? You can go to McDonald's. Guess what? You can go to Walmart. Guess what? What makes Walmart different from your local damn barbershop. What makes it different? There is nothing that makes it different except that they want the Walmarts to survive. They do, because that is who you're going to be getting everything from going forward with your social credit system like they already have in China. Mm-hmm. But the mom and pop, they all need to go, because that will facilitate the absolute collapse of the American economy. Gee, another point. Exactly what I was talking about. Now let's talk about a massive recession. Let's talk about taking so much money out of the Federal Reserve, just printing so much money that it becomes absolutely useless. Sound like Germany just before World War II, where you needed a wheelbarrow full of paper money just to get a newspaper. Not joking. And this is what we're seeing. Inflation right now is at 6 to 7%. There are already economists saying, unless we do something drastic real quick, we're looking at double digit within a couple of months and maybe a whole hell of a lot higher before it starts to get cold again. We're looking at, guess what? We're looking at a massive recession. Now, what's the next thing they got to do? They have to discredit the most powerful nation on the planet. Oh, gee, let's pull out of Afghanistan. Let's leave Americans there. Let's leave people in Afghanistan that worked with us and helped us, who the Taliban consider traitors, and started killing them as soon as we moved out. Let's leave behind $85 billion worth of some of the best military equipment on the planet, and let's just pull out. What do you think our NATO, I don't know, allies thought? What do you think everybody around the planet thought? Well, I'm going to tell you, our NATO partners said, are you kidding me? And those who would like to see us fall were saying, ain't this great? Boy, did they get stupid really fast. So mission pretty much accomplished. Globally discrediting the United States. What else do you need to do? You need to capture an entire generation. Hitler is known to have said, and I'm quoting him, if you give me a generation, a school generation, one generation, I will control the country. And what we have right now is what? Critical race theory being taught? What does that teach you? It teaches you, and when they do this critical race training, they literally segregate the class. If there's any African-American students, they get pulled off to one side and told how bad they're being treated, and all the white people get put on another side, the Caucasians, and they're being told just how bad they are and how they really, really need to get on their knees and reform. So again, we are talking propagandizing through the mechanisms of fear and propaganda and lies an entire generation. What does this do? That keeps us from falling back on our children, because now can we even trust our children? It's not their fault, but it's what they're being taught. Okay? So all of these things have been going on for how long? Everything I've just discussed with you, with the exception of killing the jobs in the hospitals, killing the jobs, as far as that goes. Most of this has been going on for at least 10 years. Here's the big one. If you really want America to go to her knees, and you've got troops stationed, I don't know, in Canada, and you've got troops stationed in, I don't know, Mexico, and you've got troops stationed in Cuba, and you have a pretty good technology as far as military weapons go yourself, if you have all of this, you still wouldn't attack the United States for fear that what remains of our military is still too powerful. You don't want to slap the sleeping giant, because he's going to wake up and stomp on you. So you don't want to do that. So what do you do? This is what you do. You tell all of the people in the Air Force, and we talked about this on your last show, I believe, that they've got to take a jab that we absolutely know that is going to decapacitate a big chunk of them. They won't be able to work. They won't be able. And if they decide they're not going to take the jab, then you tell them they need to leave the service. Some of them under dishonorable conditions simply because they won't take a killer jab. That's like walking up to a military pilot in the Air Force, handing him a six-shot revolver, spinning the chamber, hand it to him, tell him, point it at your head and pull the trigger. He goes, click, and they say, okay, you can go back to your plane. Or he goes, click, bam, and he's dead. End of story. This is what's happening to our military. Do you know how many people in the Navy running nuclear submarines, running aircraft carriers, running destroyers, running, and I could go on and on. How many, look, this is, goes all the way down to the foot soldiers, the grunts, okay? This goes down to the Marines, and these guys got big mads, okay? But they also know, far too many of them know at this point, that taking this jab is like playing Russian roulette. It is. Anybody who can explain to me how taking this mRNA jab is not the same as playing Russian roulette, I'll listen to you and then I'll tell you what a moron you are, because it absolutely is. So now you have the ability to severely weaken what is considered to be the preeminent military on the planet, either by hook or by crook, either by them taking the vaccine and it incapacitating them, or by them refusing to take it and being kicked out. We are watching the U.S. military undergo the biggest challenge it has ever seen in American history. This is what we're seeing right now. So let's take all this and put it into perspective, and then I'll take a breath, Barry. Let's talk about education ruination. Let's talk about global discreditation. Let's talk about massive recession. Let's talk about bringing down 85% of the U.S. economy by killing the small businesses. Let's talk about just absolutely killing the supply chain. Let's talk about destroying the military. Let's talk about destroying the pilots. Let's talk about destroying the ability of the first responders to respond. Let's talk about the nurses, the doctors, and the hospitals being put in a situation, and they know better than most people what these things will actually do, being put in a situation where they refuse to play Russian roulette. So now what we have is one massive problem facing us after another. I just gave you about a dozen of them. If you think that's all there is, you're an idiot. It's not even close. These are just the big ones. And is it all happening? Name one of the things I just mentioned that isn't actually happening right now. And who's in the crosshairs? It's not Canada, although they've got it bad. Who's in the crosshairs? It's not Australia. They've got it really bad. Who's in the crosshairs? It's not Germany. It's not England. It's not Poland. Should I go on? It's the United States of America. Why? Because until we go down, they don't have a clear shot to do exactly what they want to do. And it is happening as I speak. And if you don't wake up, and I'm not telling you to get violent, we don't need to. If you don't wake up and start protesting, start kicking out these people in Congress who are literally rubber stamping the evil that's happening all around you, and you say, well, we've got to wait till 2022. No, you don't. We have what's called recall. You can pull any one of those idiots out of Congress with enough smart people to understand you can do it. We need to step up and do something right now, because when America falls, everybody around the planet that starts laughing shouldn't. Because when America falls, your fate is sealed. End of story. And I'll breathe, Barry.
No, don't breathe, Roger. Listen, buddy, you missed the biggest one, I think, on the whole list. And it's something that just tears me to pieces when I even start talking about that. And that's what they're doing to our kids, Roger.
I wasn't done.
You know what?
That's after I take my breath.
Okay. Well, I'm going to grab that one off you and run.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Because of everything they're doing in our society right now, and that list you just hit on, there's more to it than that, folks. And the repercussions of what's talking about on that list, the amount of suicides, we haven't talked about that. What's happening with the family unit, we haven't talked about that. We haven't talked about what's happening with divorces, domestic violence. It's just off the chart everywhere we look. And you're absolutely right, Roger. In Canada, 850,000. This is the number I just looked at this week, approximately, give or take, small businesses have closed in Canada since the start of this pandemic. You're absolutely correct that that is the backbone of the middle class. You take that out of society, and, well, the big box stores, they have been doing great in Canada. They are making record profits. Amazon's making record profits, and small businesses are being decimated. You don't see them attacking the big businesses. I mean, Costco, you can walk into a Costco here, and there can be 2,000 people in the store. And there's no restrictions. And people are walking shoulder to shoulder. But mom and pop business down the street, well, we can't have that. And, of course, they're attacking our gyms. They're attacking our mechanisms of releasing stress in society. So you wonder why people are getting stressed out. Well, one of the biggest examples of that, Roger, is what they're doing to parents' inability to go watch their kids play a game of hockey unless they're double jabbed. And now they're making the kids get the double jab. I talked about this last week, Roger, and I was looking at more reports that all the years I played hockey in Canada, I never, ever really remember hearing about people dying from a heart attack. Young people my age, 20, 25 years old, playing beer league hockey in Canada or recreational or competitive hockey. You don't hear about them dying on the ice. Well, we're hearing about it now all the time, but those numbers are the same. We're seeing it in real time.
Yep.
Young people, an example, Richmond in just out of Vancouver, a 25-year-old goaltender dropped dead on the ice from heart attack. He was a very healthy young man, but any organized sports now in British Columbia, you're being coerced to take the jabs to play hockey. I mean, it's gotten so out of hand here, my friend. It's not even funny, but getting back to our kids, Roger, the fact that we're allowing this right now to go on in our country, that parents are actually lining up. People in Terrace here, when they first announced these vaccines for children, there was a lineup at the clinic with people with their kids in their hands taking there to get these jabs.
And That's changing.
You know what, Roger? You know what? All I can say about that is that I'll end my thought with this thought, but there is a special place in hell waiting for these people, because they're evil people that would do this to our children. They know that they're causing incredible harm to our children, and they're allowing this and promoting it. Boy, bring Johnny in, get his shot, you get a bowl of ice cream. The City Zoo in Toronto, well, free admission today. All you have to do is get your kid in here, get him vaccinated, they get free admission and a bowl of ice cream. Buddy, this is beyond insanity, Roger, and it's got to come to a stop. What they're doing to our kids, that just tears me apart, buddy. It does. It brings tears to my eyes all the time when I think about what they're doing to our most precious resource. We all love our children to death, and we're allowing this crap to go on, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, again, if you're going to reduce the population of a planet to 250 million people from almost, not quite, I think it's like 7,800,000,000 people on the planet today. If you're going to reduce it, then you can't leave any stone unturned. And I started this all off by saying America is in the crosshairs. It's an absolute fact. And this has nothing to do with, look, we're bigger, better, and greater than everybody else. Yeah, it's America. You got to understand that. Let me explain something to you. I'd much rather it was Australia. I'd much rather it was Canada. I'd much rather it was England. I'd much rather it was Poland than the country that I live in, where I have so many friends, a lot of family, and the wishes that America and its what used to be, okay, its pride in its freedoms and its rights could be spread across the planet just like a fake virus is being spread across the planet. Now, for anybody out there who's saying you put a lot of information out, Roger, and yeah, a lot of this does make sense. The military, you've got to understand, the military took a big blow when Obama was in office, all right? The U.S. credibility with our allies took a big hit while Obama was in office. The U.S. economy took a big hit while Obama was in office. Medical treatment and the cost took a big hit while Obama was in office, and I could go on. The school systems were being corrupted, and communists were teaching our college students while Obama spent 8 years in office. What you all need to understand is where Trump comes into the picture here. Trump was never supposed to win. They fully 100% counted on Hillary Clinton being the first female president of the United States with the power to continue what Obama had started. If Hillary would have gotten into office and not Trump, we wouldn't even be talking about this right now, because this all would have started 5 years ago, and by now we either would have had an uprising and pushed back on all of this as hard as we could, or there'd be about, I don't know, maybe about 2 billion people left on this planet, and we'd all be sticking our hands out to the elite going, well, we know you're not the best people in the world, but we do have to live. We'll do anything you say. What do you want us to do? We want to stay alive. That's where we were supposed to be today. This was already supposed to be done. That's not a joke. They cheated so bad on this election, it's insane. Every single state has some fashion of proof that election rigging happened. But there are no judges, most of them appointed by liberals or Obama, that would take the cases. They just wouldn't take them. Okay? So what we're doing is we're sitting here looking at all of this collapsing around us. And all of a sudden, Trump jumps in. Now, the biggest problem with that is that the American people, although they were getting very laid back and very unattached from what goes on and trusting their government to do everything they said they were going to do. Oh, yeah, you'll take care of me. I'll just vote for you because you look good and you say good things and you're going to go there and I don't have to worry about it. And they never bothered. They never tracked their leaders. They never tracked what they did. Nothing. So what you are looking at is all of a sudden people started waking up to the fact that, what are they teaching my kids? Obama's in office. People started waking up to the fact, why were there pallets with billions of dollars delivered on an aircraft to Iran for a deal that was really bad to start with? We're talking billions of dollars in cash. Why were there? And all of this stuff started to happen and people started to push back. This all happened in Obama's first term. People got really tired of hearing his crap. And then it was time for, I don't know, the 2016 election. And they figured that Trump was probably going to be more popular than Clinton. What they absolutely failed to understand was how much more popular. Because they rigged every single swing state with massive cheating. But Trump still won. He didn't win by this massive landslide that everybody thought he was going to win by. But he still won. If you could take a look at Hillary's face when she had to concede, you know absolutely for a fact and beyond a shadow of a doubt, she did not expect this. Neither did her handlers. Neither did the elites. Nobody figured Trump was going to win. They underestimated not Trump. They underestimated how pissed off we the people were and the fact that he still got elected. Now, let's take a look at what happened when the president gets in office. It's unheard of. They manufacture the fact that he has been, you know, colluding with the Russians. You don't even find out till after he's out of office that it was all a bunch of gunk. It never happened, and they knew it never happened. They knew it was all manufactured. They try to impeach this guy not once, but twice while he's in office, and it doesn't happen. Everything he wishes to do is either being stopped by federal judges or stopped by a Congress, which at one point had a blue majority. So we're looking at a total trashing of for 4 years of one of the most popular presidents in recent history. But he still managed, check this out, to accomplish more in that 4 years with a roadblock every step he took than Obama did in 8 years. And I could go on and on. But the the situation had put itself into this context. We need to do whatever we have to do to ensure that Trump does not get reelected. There is absolute proof across the country and across the planet, okay, that the 2020 election was rigged beyond any shadow of a doubt. There are actual, check this out, there are actual recordings of every voting machine in the country and who accessed it and when, including their IP addresses. And some of those IP addresses were from Italy. Some of those IP addresses were from China. And I could go on. This is not a joke. This actually happened. But you know what? The justices refused to take the cases. It's up to the local or the state courts. The state courts refused to see the information. Why? They were basically told, you take this case, you and your kids are going bye-bye. And we're not talking about on vacation. What we're looking at here is an absolutely desperate maneuver to ensure beyond a shadow of a doubt that Trump did not get reelected. As soon as we knew he wasn't going to get reelected and Joe Bob could come out of his basement, go into the White House and try to read a teleprompter, which he didn't do very well, we knew at that point that they were back in control. Then we start to see everything we are seeing accelerate to the point where the United States right now either has to wake up or we will fall into the category they have designated for us a couple of generations, many decades ago, and that is suck every penny out of us they could, they have, and bring us to our knees, destroy the United States. I don't mean with nuclear bombs. I mean turn us into a third world nation so we have no power, no authority, no influence on the planet anymore. We are well on our way. If Americans don't stand up now, it's not just America that is in trouble. It's not just America that is in danger. We are what stands in between the elites and all they wish to do. Their plan from day one is get rid of the cowboys first. They're well on their way. And if we don't get off our butts, and I'm not talking about Americans, well, I am. I'm talking about all of us. Don't get off of our butts and do some pushing back. In 5 years, those of us that are still alive are not going to recognize this planet. It's not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. None of it. This is all happening. How many people do you know? How many stories do you see on the internet every day about increasing stillbirths, about women whose fertility goes right out the window, about men who are having heart attacks, like Barry said, right out there on the sports field, about, you know, people having brain aneurysms because of blood clots in their brains, about, and I could go on and on, cancer. Nobody's talking about cancer, but cancer has exploded again all over the planet. Where? Especially where people have been vaccinated. Let's go to Israel, okay? Israel is about 80% vaccinated. Where is the largest amount of COVID deaths coming from? And they're calling them COVID deaths. They're not. They're spike protein deaths. The largest amount of deaths by a massive amount are those who have been vaccinated. And the more vaccines you've received, the more health issues you are experiencing. Now, they're going to tell you, well, they didn't die from COVID. No, they died from brain aneurysms. They died from heart failure. They died from kidney failure. They died from – but they don't think we're smart enough to associate this. All of this starts about the same time you'd start mass vaccinations. It wasn't happening anywhere near this level prior to that. But we're all supposed to be so freaking stupid that we can't pick this up. We're not. At least I'm not. And I can scream loud enough to wake up most of you idiots out there who are still sleeping.
Well, what about the new syndrome we're dealing with now, Roger? Vaccine-induced immunity deficiency syndrome. That's the new one.
Yeah.
Well, what are they telling you there, buddy? Hold on. I mean, what? What are you talking about?
I know exactly what I'm telling you.
I know, but that's the new one out now. That's the new one we're going to be dealing with. That's how they're going to explain everything that's going on in our society. What? It's vaccines that are doing this? What, you know, Roger, what really, really kicks my butt right now is that I've looked at the numbers with this Omicron, this new killer, just absolute decimating virus or variant of the virus that's going across the world at light speed. I'm really being hard pressed to find deaths associated with this. And yet in Canada here, they are ramping up the restrictions harder and harder and harder, like almost by the day, Roger. They are absolutely out of control. Why can't people see the trees for the forest? Because it's so obvious right now that this is nothing to do with a vaccine or a virus in any shape or form. This is about killing us. Go ahead.
It has something to do with vaccine, but it's not a vaccine. It's an mRNA jab. And if you talk about the immune deficiency, this is what I discussed earlier when I said every time you take a jab, there are some scientists that believe that it could cripple your immune system for up to 150 months. Listen to me, 150 months, that's over 10 years, all right? And if you take a second one, then you take your third one, then you take your booster, at this point you have no immune system, which means that cancers explode, which means that any virus that's out there, unless they're telling you you've got to have 100 vaccines a month instead of 100 a year now, everything that's out there becomes deadly to a big portion of the population. Why? Because their body no longer has the ability to produce antibodies. If your body cannot produce antibodies, if it's immunodeficient, Jesus, that sound familiar? If your body is immunodeficient and cannot produce antibodies, then the common cold is going to kill you. Then the yearly flu is going to kill you. Then the mumps are going to kill you. Then the measles are going to kill you. Are you catching the drift? This is not a joke. And if they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, guess what? We finally understand that these vaccines are causing immunodeficiency problems. Why the hell are you making anybody else take this vaccine? Why are you firing them from their jobs? Why are you destroying the military? Why are you destroying the entire hospital chain? Why are you destroying everything in front of us when you just told us that this vaccine is going to destroy your immune system? This is what I'm talking about when I say door number one, door number two, and door number three. What I'm telling you should be common knowledge. It's not. Why? Because there are bigger, badder, better things that they want people focused on so that they don't focus on these things that don't carry quite as much impetus right now. Why? Mm-hmm. Because this immunodeficiency hasn't started to be the result or the causation or the causality of a big die-off. That's going to happen over the next 3 to 5 years. Some scientists are saying it could take as much as 10 years for all of this to play out. So what you're looking at is, and I've had so many people telling me, if these vaccines were that bad, how come if about 2 billion people have already been vaccinated, and it's probably closer to about 2.5 billion at this point, have already been vaccinated, why ain't they all dead? Do you think they're stupid? If they gave you a vaccine that was going to kill you within a week or a month, and they've been giving them for 18 months, we'd have over 2 billion dead people. Who in their right mind would take that vaccine? But if it causes an immunodeficiency in your body, if the spike proteins make, I don't know, blood clots in your brain, blood clots in your heart, but this can happen over years, then they literally have years to do this entire thing. Well, how long has it been going on? Going on 2 years. What are we seeing now? A lot more deaths and a lot more, I don't know, being literally crippled for life from these vaccines than we've ever seen with every other vaccine in the entire history of vaccines combined times 10. We're starting to see that. This is why you're seeing people all over the planet going, keep that damn thing away from me. And you better not come near my children. And that's starting to happen in America. So anybody out there going, if these things were as deadly as he said, Roger, then everybody who had one would already be dead. No! That would be stupid. They were literally scientifically designed. They were programmed to do this over an extended period of time. How do you do that? You attack and weaken the immune system. The first shot takes it partway. The second shot takes it further. The third shot takes it way further. And the fourth shot's there just to make sure that the third shot didn't fall down on its job.
I'm not laughing, Roger, at the insanity. I have to chuckle at it. I really do, because it is insane.
Anybody who doesn't think I tell the truth, I dare you to prove anything I say is wrong. I double dog dare you. I will never come on Barry's show or anybody's show and tell you something I can't absolutely stuff in your face to the point where you have no choice but to believe it. I don't lie.
Roger. Believe it or not, the time is up again. Can you believe it? That hour went by very quickly. I just looked at the clock, and Steve just mentioned to me that we're out of time again, bud. So I will have to let you go here for another couple of weeks, and, of course, I'll have you back in. I appreciate your knowledge and your passion, buddy. Thank you for letting me say a few things during the course of the hour, too. I appreciate that.
I warned you about this. I did.
It's all good, Roger. My audience loves you. We all love you. And I look forward to our next conversation, my friend. Thanks for coming.
Good luck, Harry. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay, folks, I'll be back in a couple minutes with a couple local yokels, some people from my community that really have a few things to say about what's going on. One gentleman is involved in the school system here, and he's going to dispose some information to you today that might just rock your world. Back in a couple minutes.